For crypto, 2022 started with exuberance and a buying frenzy, but the year is ending with a catastrophic collapse in what's allegedly one of the biggest financial frauds in history. NPR's David Gura reports.
Remember all the commercials and the celebrity endorsements? There was Tom Brady pushing crypto on a buddy who's a bartender in Boston, still upset Brady left the Patriots.
What's up?
I'm getting into crypto.
With FTX. You in?
I believe I'm in, but still hate you.
Understood.
In the early days of 2022, crypto ads were everywhere. On TV, but also on bus stops and in fortune cookies. Crypto companies spent tens of millions of dollars on marketing. January and February may have been peak hype for the crypto industry, according to Molly White. She's a crypto skeptic and a fellow at Harvard who runs the site Web3 is going just great.
Prices had hit all-time highs. People were making irrational amounts of money.
The value of Bitcoin was almost four times what it is now, close to its all-time high. And the crypto industry was trying to grow its customer base, to mainstream itself, as White puts it. On The Tonight Show, Paris Hilton talked to Jimmy Fallon about her wedding, about a trip she took to Burning Man, and then about how she's hawking NFTs, another kind of digital asset, basically kind of cartoony crypto art.
And I want to give one to everyone in the audience.
Everyone gets an NFT?
Yes, everyone.
Everyone gets an NFT today.
Well, peak hype, as Molly White put it, didn't last long. Financial regulators started to crack down on crypto more than they had. And as the Federal Reserve started raising interest rates to fight high inflation, crypto prices tanked with stocks and other assets. And we saw the start of what's been called a crypto winter, a downturn that's gone on and on.
You know, we've been living in the crypto winter for the better part of a year.
Lee Reiners teaches cryptocurrency law at Duke University. And while the crypto crash hurt investors, especially people who bought in near the highs, it also revealed bigger systemic problems in the crypto industry.
It really exposed a number of crypto firms who were, you know, overextended, had poor risk management, you know, or otherwise just engaging in fraudulent activity.
Now, we'll get to FTX in a minute, but before that collapse, there was a string of failures. A pair of cryptocurrencies called Terra and Luna, the trading platform Voyager, a crypto hedge fund, BlockFi, Celsius, the list goes on. And according to Reiners, it highlights something troublesome about crypto.
These firms are deeply interconnected, and so the moment you kind of have one problem somewhere in the crypto sector, it spreads very, very quickly.
Which brings us to FTX. I promised we'd get to it. FTX is one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges in the world. And at the start of 2022, it was valued at $32 billion. Now it's bankrupt. More than a million people are worried the money they put into it has disappeared. And the company's founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been charged with criminal fraud. Reiner says FTX's collapse was the biggest event in crypto's history. History, he adds, that's, quote, replete with a lot of failures and scams and frauds and hacks. And now people are wondering what could be the next domino to fall. Binance is the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. And after a recent series of panic-driven withdrawals, there's worry about its viability. Binance is pushing back against those fears and against crypto skepticism. And Molly White says the company has to.
If people start to question the industry as a whole or crypto as an asset class, that is devastating for Binance. And so they are doing anything that they can to prevent that from happening.
It's disorienting to look around the world of crypto today to see how much has changed.
I think crypto would be lucky if all they were was set back by a couple of years.
True believers expect Bitcoin will bounce back and this crypto winter will thaw eventually. But White says for people who were never crypto enthusiasts, who maybe saw an ad or felt this fear of missing out, it's a different story, especially after the collapse of FTX, after so much money just vanished.
I think people are starting to think of crypto as, you know, this big scam that they would not want anything to do with.
And that poses an existential problem for crypto, White says. Because for crypto to work, it requires an ever larger stream of people to keep buying it. David Gura, NPR News, New York.